This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Zach and Josh. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Ford in motion. Winston, under pressure, gonna run it into the end zone. Whoa.
What a fun game last night.
Al Michaels.
He was having fun.
See, I think
maybe
he's
I don't know. Just
kind of out of the zone of having like a good Thursday night football game. So when one happens, he's like, oh.
I almost never know if anyone's having like a good game when it comes to on the call. I usually listen to games like very low volume because I'm usually having conversations with other people. Like if I'm watching college,
well,
I'm usually talking with people. So
right.
I keep the game low, and I'll only turn it up if it's like, what's going on? There's a flag. There's something going on.
Except for Texas games, right?
Nope. Texas games are usually on mute.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What do you listen to?
Myself screaming.
Oh.
What else do you think? This is real quick on this. I don't like watching Texas games with other
people. Wait, is this all sports or just football?
Most sports, yeah.
So you do this for hockey too?
Yeah, usually it's just low. It's not like Texas game is usually on mute or low. Most of them are just like, I'm usually talking with other people, so it's just lower so the conversation can be heard. They typically don't say anything interesting anyways.
You're telling me when RJ was calling games, you had it on low?
No, that's different. I mean, RJ's fun. It was cool. But again, a lot of times it was also low. I'm having conversations. Unless all right, what happened? Are they challenging? All right, let's turn this up real quick.
All right.
It's usually about it.
I hope you don't do that when you do Bill's game day.
Well, no, because I'm working.
No,
it's different.
I know. I'm just kidding.
But it's usually a lot of it. So I will see people on Twitter being like, Al's really hating this game. And I'm like, is he?
He is.
And I feel bad on that, but I'm like, oh man, maybe I should turn this up. Like, what's he saying?
There was a really funny moment last night. Apparently, somewhere in the Browns stadium, there's an area where fans can hit this piece of metal.
Let's go.
And you could very clearly hear it on the broadcast, and it was annoying. And Al Michaels, like, the camera found the guy. And Al Michaels is like, and if you can't get over that strange, annoying noise we've been hearing, there's the source of it.
There's the source.
And it's like, you know what? That's good for you. Call that guy out, because that's really annoying.
I'm thinking about it, too. So Brady's first few games I made sure to listen to.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to know how he was doing.
He's been doing good.
I think he's fine.
Like, he's getting better, I should say.
He's not going to frustrate me
but
to no
think
end.
But think about when players come into this sort of stuff. It takes them time to get going.
On that, I listened to Colt McCoy's first game that he called in college. Wish I hadn't.
Oh.
Wasn't good. I mean, he's honest about it too afterwards that I'm now learning this essentially on the fly,
mm-hmm.
and just millions of people are going to listen to me like kind of screw up to start. And then Gus Johnson games at college.
Oh.
In all seriousness, any
Gus Johnson game.
I will typically have those up, and then Kevin Harlan games during March Madness.
Yep. Kevin Harlan. So good.
It's really about it. It's really, outside of that, everything's kind of lower. I'm, again, typically talking to people, or I'm out if I'm watching games and, you know, if I'm at a bar.
Mike Breen.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Bang.
Yeah. I mean, I like those calls. I'll just get the highlight afterwards on Twitter.
No, you're right.
That's the worst part. I'll
get
the highlight afterwards on Twitter, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, there it is.
I just can't imagine sitting in silence for my favorite team's game. That's just crazy.
Yeah, you haven't watched a Texas game with me. There's a specific reason for that.
Did you just talk to yourself?
No, it's just a lot of stress, anxiety, angst.
I feel like you are one of those fans that will literally just watch the entire game standing like really close to the TV.
Oh, like the hands on the hips.
Yeah. Or your arms are crossed.
I sometimes do that
with Bills games, but only when it's like close.
No, that's about right. I pace a lot. I was kind of worried like going to Austin, like how am I going to handle this? Really nice that they
walk
went
in
up
place.
Early.
Oh, I was going to say,
really nice that it wasn't
stressful. You're just
going
to be
right
running
away.
A marathon in your seat, just pumping the feet.
But I'll be walking around the house pacing. Last year's Big 12 championship game, I specifically went and got lunch. like an hour before the game so that I would be like kind of like wasting time mm-hmm. just sort of getting there and yeah. giving my girlfriend kind of like the rundown of like, hey, you know, please love me after this.
Please.
This
please,
is not.
Please don't think I'm a crazy person.
Yeah, just, please.
I remember that was the same. I mean, this was different because it was a live sporting. Like we went to the Sabres game, mm-hmm. but the first time, this was a few years ago now, but the first time my girlfriend came to a Sabres game with me, I don't think she was ready. Like I was getting into it. I was yelling. Yeah. I yelled at the refs.
Sometimes
a few
you have
times.
To give the speech.
I'm one of those fans where like I'll get into it. Like I'll go into the game and I'll be like, it's whatever.
It's been easier.
And then
for
by
me,
the, by the second period, I'm like ready to just scream at the refs. Yeah. I can't get past it. I don't know why. I'm trying to grow out of it, but it just won't go away.
You see the pinstripes and you see red. I get it.
Sorry. It's like the running of the Bulls. It's my Barcelona.
I'm going to the Sweet Home High School football game. That's my alma mater on Saturday at Brockport. And my girlfriend's coming with me. And I told her, I was just like, you're probably going to see a different side of me when it comes to it. Because I'm usually Bills games. I've been pretty good. Sabres, like you'll have those periodic jumps from me if there's a scoring chance. But like when I'm at the game and it's my alma mater who I absolutely love their high school football team, I get really, really, and especially because I think this team is the best team I've seen since I was a freshman.
Yeah, it's probably different too because it's like a childhood thing. Like I went to one of my high school soccer games that I haven't been to in like 5 years.
And you got rowdy
at like for homecoming weekend when because we have like an alumni game and it's super cool. So I got there a little early, watched the game, and I was like, why am I into this? I haven't watched these guys. Yeah, right? I don't know who any of these kids are. I've watched this game in 5 years. You know, like it's great.
You brought up the Sabres too. I will tell mm-hmm. you, having now like working in here, and I mentioned like, I work with the Bills and stuff like that. It has gotten easier to just kind of like, I don't like somewhat disassociate. Mm-hmm. I can relax more. A lot of it is I'm covering them now. I'm not just a fan. I'm covering the teams.
Right.
I don't have that with Texas. I am just a
you
fan.
You have no way to do that.
And I don't want to ever
work for
them. Like I want to keep that separate. I've mm-hmm. really enjoyed that. Like I can just be a fan. But I think now over the last few years, especially as they've gotten good, I've taken all of the stress of being a Bills fan and I've just been like, it's not all Texas.
Yeah.
Like I still get excited. I still get hyped up when the Bills win, of course. But for me, it is now like the stress, the pacing around all of that mm-hmm. is all on Texas. I typically watch those games alone.
The other thing that the other game that came to mind when it's like you find yourself getting into it just out of nowhere was Jack Eichel's first game back in Buffalo for me. Like I was going into that game and I'm like, you know what? He's on to better things. It'll be fine. And again, by like the second period, I was rowdy and ready to go.
I love that. I love how sports can do that.
It's an interesting, like, it's interesting how it affects people. And it affects everyone differently too. Like you could go in super hyped up for the game and then you're there and you're just like, eh.
Even look at this Kansas City game. How a lot the Bills fans,
both of us were very kind of just like, oh,
and there were cool. others that but were then, like, no, this is it.
But
here
see,
we go.
But see, when it came down to game time, like this time last week, I was still just kind of in the mindset of like, yeah, it'll be fun, whatever. It'll be a great game because mm-hmm. it was a great game regardless. Like win or lose, those games are always good. But by Sunday at like 4,
are you ready to go?
I was like, nope, this is the playoffs. This is like,
here we go.
This is it. It also helps because, you know, like it's like when you watch it with people too, like it's different. And like, mm-hmm. you know, we've tried to get away from this, but my girlfriend's niece is a Chiefs fan because of the playoff game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that'll happen.
So that was an interesting time watching the game with them.
Which playoff game?
This past one.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was
And also
be...
watching the quarterback series. That really got her into like, oh, Patrick Mahomes, nice guy, whatever.
I thought it was going to be 13 seconds. She was a Bills fan.
No.
And she's like,
no,
that
well,
ripped
she,
my heart out. I will pull
no, she
off
was
a Kevin
little,
Durant.
She was a little too young for 13 seconds. But now she's getting a little older, getting more into like picking fan bases.
Oh, yeah.
She got a Mahomes jersey for Christmas last year.
That was maybe the one reason why I wanted Allen to do the quarterback thing,
mm-hmm.
was just the idea of like younger fans.
Yeah, and growing your...
Gravitating towards... And not being from Buffalo. Having no attachments
right.
to Buffalo.
Yeah.
Being like, I'm a Bills fan now because I like that guy.
Yeah, right. Because I saw him on a TV show and he looked like a cool dude.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing that you... I feel like TV doesn't really do that anymore because of streaming services. Like, you used to have shows where every once in a while, like... Almost like MTV Cribs in a way, where you just have like a random person on a show and it's an athlete and you're like, oh, That person was super chill on this reality TV
show.
I
like them now.
I like them now. I don't even know. Oh, they play for the Saints? Cool. I guess I'm a Saints fan. Like, you know, it's like something weird like that happens. Like, I don't know. It's,
I mean, I've mentioned it too. Like, when I first got into football, I mean, I think me and you have the same story. It was the movie Invincible with Mark Wahlberg.
Yep.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, the Eagles are a thing. Okay. This is the movie that got me into football. I like the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it also just kind of worked because at the time when that movie, I think the movie came out in like 2006.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. At the time, though, it was kind of right when the Bills 2000, Invincible. There's multiple Invincible.
Did you
movies,
get the 2021 one?
I got the superhero movie, yeah.
2006.
Okay, wow.
Also, Invincible that. TV show, very good.
Yeah. Anyway, that's around the time when the Bills, that's around the time the Bills drought starts. So it's kind of like,
and we're, yeah.
It's not that we're looking for a new team. But as a kid, you're kind of more impressionable. Like I just said with my girlfriend's niece, she's very impressionable with the whole quarterback show and, oh, the Bills lost to the Chiefs. Okay. You know,
I mean, crazy. It's super difficult for a kid to root for J.P. Lossman. Who could have known?
Yeah, go figure.
Who could have known?
My first ever Bills jersey was a J.P. Lossman jersey.
Well, it wasn't hard for you.
Well, I don't know how I was able to recover from that.
Yeah. You've gone through it.
I got good. The Bills are on the bye week this week. Obviously, as we've mentioned, the schedule, though, is not great.
Yeah.
This is a week.
There's no big matchup where you're like, oh, that's must-see TV.
No, and we've all kind of mentioned, too, like, you're sort of hoping the Chiefs lose to the Panthers. Is that really what we're looking forward to watching? Is Chiefs-Panthers? Not really.
We're not looking forward to it. We're looking forward to a miracle.
Potentially
like
a miracle.
We're just hoping for a miracle.
But what are the other games here? I mean, you got Vikings-Bears. Bears are bad.
Bears are bad.
Lions-Colts.
Colts are bad.
Maybe. I mean, maybe
no.
You want to watch Anthony Richardson.
No,
with the Colts.
No. The Lions are going to score 50 again, and we're all going to be terrified. Because every time they score 50, it gets more and more likely that, yep, they're just going to... Mm-hmm. They're going to be given the Super Bowl at the end of the regular season because they're going to score 50 in like six games.
Yep. Patriots-Dolphins. I am going to watch that game purely for the fact of, like, we were mentioning the first hour, are the Dolphins maybe going on a run? Or is Drake May kind of ascending into, he's a young quarterback. It's not that AFC East fans are talking about, but like NFL people around are just going like, yeah, they got their guy. Like, we've talked a lot about Jaden Daniels. We talked a lot about Bo Nix, but the Patriots got their guy.
Yeah.
He's just on the worst team easily.
The next game on the schedule is must-see TV.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Buccaneers Giants?
Yes. You know why?
Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, Tommy DeVito. Tommy Cutlets. He's back. Let's go.
Did you watch Daniel Jones with the media yesterday?
Yes. Interesting.
I give him a lot of credit for doing that.
Yeah, I do too.
I do.
He also played safety for their scout team yesterday.
Yeah, that seems to be a thing that happens whenever these guys are benched due to contract reasons, which I'm thrown by. Like, I got to imagine then there's something in their contract that says, like, unless I'm hurt, I have to practice for reps and stuff like that.
Could you imagine?
So they just throw him out and they're like, you're just going to stand in the backfield. Literally don't worry about anything else.
Could you imagine Daniel Jones lining up at safety on Sunday?
Let's go. Let's get after it.
Just a big lanky dude in the backfield.
I will say though, I give him a lot of credit.
Yeah.
His Giants career is over.
You're right.
Understandably, most people think it's ridiculous that they paid him the money they did. Even drafting him where they did was kind of lambasted right away.
I'm really excited.
But for him to step up in front of the media, I don't think when he had to either.
No, he just kind of did it.
And to do that, I was like, all right. Like, I don't want you to be my team starting quarterback. I wouldn't be against Daniel Jones being a backup.
Yeah, and that's where I'm interested to see where he goes. And one team that came to mind was the 49ers.
No, of course.
Because they always take bad backups or just bad quarterbacks and turn them into good backups.
They're like, we're going to make something of you.
Right. And if you think about it, they kind of need somebody anyway. But other than that, I don't really know where he goes. I don't know where he fits. I can't
tell you. He should look for a backup job. It'll all materialize probably during the offseason.
Mm, yeah.
But I am rooting for him.
What if he pulls the Sam Darnold route where he kind of goes somewhere, sits for a little while, and then just boom, bursts onto the scene?
The difference is, I mean, he could totally do it, especially if, like you said, goes to San Francisco. The difference is, Jones was a weird prospect, like, immediately.
Mm-hmm.
He started out as a walk-on at Duke, wasn't particularly amazing at Duke. I mean, he's 6'5". He's a big guy.
Yeah.
He can move. I mean, we all kind of know that he can move. Didn't really have anything special. Darnold at USC was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
His one biggest issue was turnovers, but he was awesome. And then he went to a disaster that was the Jets. Then he had to sort of fix his career. I'd even still say, though, as fun as it was in the beginning of the year, the luster on Sam Darnold has somewhat worn off. I think he's going to get paid a lot because if you don't get Shedeur Sanders, you're likely looking at just kind of a big nothing burger in the draft. So he'll probably will get a lot of money in free agency because you'll have a likely idea of who you're going to be able to take. Still think the Giants are going to be there. But it could happen. It could totally happen. I think he's just going to be a solid backup, a lot like Mitch Trubisky.
Probably, yeah.
But as a Bills fan, I'd like them to move off of Mitch Trubisky. I've now seen what he can be in the preseason, and it hurts me.
Jameis Winston. Bring him here.
I want him starting games.
I want him as the vibes guy. Him and Mac Hollins on the same team. Come on.
He can do that at 35.
Come on.
Not right now.
No.
I want him starting games. He's still young enough where it still seems appropriate.
Fine.
I also could see Cleveland just riding this out with him too. Like going to next year and being like, you know what? The team loved him. It actually kind of worked for us. Let's go.
Yeah.
I could totally see it. I don't think it'd be the right move. Two
of their three wins are because of him.
And their wins against Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
Yeah. It's not like they're beating like the Colts or
interesting.
The Panthers.
Other games on the schedule, Cowboys, Commanders. It's not. Cowboys are bad.
No,
they're really bad.
You know what, though? This is one of those games where it's like, hey, if Jaden Daniels wants to be something, these are the games where you should win handily.
His numbers have dipped.
Right. And this is kind of a get-right game for him and for the Commanders. And if he wants to kind of make something of this year, I think that this is one where if the Commanders want to be legit, they have to blow out the Cowboys.
They sit now as a 10.5-point favorite. Vegas thinks they could blow them out. Chiefs, Panthers, we've already mentioned. And then Titans, Texans wraps up the 1 o'clock window. Really, again, no great game there. I'll probably be on Patriots, Dolphins, if I'm being honest, but I also have Red Zone. So there's a good chance I just go to that and we're like, we're just going to watch highlights today.
Yeah.
4 o'clock, Broncos, Raiders. No.
Nope.
I maybe want to watch that game just for
Brock Bowers.
No, I haven't really seen much of Bo Nix. I haven't really gotten to sit with a Broncos game at all this year,
mm-hmm.
so I wouldn't be against that. 49ers Packers could be good.
Maybe.
But Brock Purdy may not play.
49ers, though, watch it to scout them, kind of to see what you're going to see for the Bills next week. But even then, you don't know because Brock Purdy is kind of up and down with injuries. The whole team is up and down with injuries.
No, he has a shoulder injury. He was limited, kind of left early practice yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What's the status on Bosa? Because I heard at the end of
the game... He didn't practice yesterday.
Okay, because I heard at the end of the game he felt like he pushed himself too hard and he came off the field and then he came back on and then he left.
Yeah, him and Trent Williams did not practice yesterday.
Hmm.
And then, Cardinals, Seahawks. That actually should be a good game. I like that one.
You know what? Early prediction. That's the game of the week.
I'd agree with that.
Of the whole week, are you counting Monday Night Football too there or no?
That's the game of Sunday.
That's the game of Sunday.
Monday Night Football, will be the game of the week.
Then Sunday Night Football, Eagles-Rams at SoFi Stadium. I'll watch that. That one's going to be good.
The last three games of the week, if you want to look at it this way, because Cardinals-Seahawks starts at the same time as 49ers-Packers, but
the 2:25 games, two Monday Night Football.
And the Sunday Night Football game.
What's what I'm saying? Two Monday Night Football. Just the rest of the games.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, right.
Those are the best games on the schedule. The 1 o'clock window's terrible.
100%. Yeah.
And this also doesn't help that you have six teams on the bye.
The
Bills obviously being one of them, of
Bills,
course.
Falcons, Bengals, Saints, Jets, Jaguars. Actually, I don't really think everyone but the Bills, no one on that
tough
list.
Week for me for fantasy football.
Because
I had like half of my roster just is like,
Bills
players.
You know what's terrible? What's going to be terrible too? Thanksgiving games.
Yeah,
I don't like you were excited about Tommy DeVito, but the idea of Tommy DeVito versus Cooper Rush at 4. Kind of hurts my soul.
That's actually kind of good.
Should have been a good game. Caleb Williams versus the Lions.
Yeah,
that has sort of devolved into whatever this is. And then Dolphins Packers Thursday at the night game.
In terms of affecting the good games, the bye doesn't really do that for me, because the only good team listed there is the Bills. Like, if you put the Jets in instead of somebody else, or the Jaguars, or the Saints, or the Bengals, maybe the Falcons, but like the Bengals, Saints, and Jets and Jaguars being off is kind of it's a service for the fans. Like, it's thank you, get them off my TV screen.
Yeah, it's probably not right.
The Bengals are still kind of exciting.
No, they annoy me.
They're not. They're terrible.
Joe Burrow needs to stop.
I'm so tired of the Bengals. I like
watching Jamar Chase. That's what I
cool
say.
As they lose 41-30. Because their defense
stands there. Like, the defense is effectively pylons.
It's one of the worst units in football. Joe Burrow's numbers are awesome. Joe said it this morning too. He's like 18 touchdowns, 2 picks, and losses this year.
Yeah,
for like 8 yards per
attempt.
Trey
Hendrickson's good.
He's one guy.
I know, but I'm just saying he is good. The rest of the defense leaves him nothing.
They are a nothing team after being years of just, man, like, they freak me out. They're good. Yep,
they're on the rise.
Lou Amarillo is this
Amarillo.
Points allowed per game, 28th in the league, 27. They're allowing 27 points per game.
Yikes. There are teams that have done that once this year.
In terms of sacks as well, it really is just Trey Hendrickson. They have 19 this year. Good for 27th in the league.
How many does he have again? 11?
He has 11 and a half.
Wow.
It's him.
Yeah.
Him.
Mm-hmm.
And yet...
And he's a free agent, doesn't want to sign there.
And I don't even know if they will sign him.
And he doesn't want to sign there.
In terms of time of possession, they're 9th in the league. Third down efficiency, they're 5th in the league. 45.2%.
Joe Burrow is good, but the Bengals defense is terrible. As soon as he steps off the field, he has to go right back on because the Bengals defense lets up 2 plays and it's a touchdown.
Yep.
It's kind of frustrating if you're a Bengals fan, obviously, but if you're on the outside looking in, it's great.
Oh, yeah, outside looking in, it's awesome, but you can even see it in some of the other stats, too. Passing yards per game, first, 262.7. Rushing yards per game, 27th, 91.5. They're always behind. And finally, these slow starts got them. They started 0-3, they beat Carolina, cool, then they lost to Baltimore. They won 2, against the Giants in Cleveland. Then they lost to Philadelphia. They beat Vegas, and then they lost to Baltimore and the Chargers. They're in these close games. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it's partially because their quarterback is amazing.
They lost by 1 point to Kansas City.
They lost by 1 point to Kansas City. They lost by 5 to Washington. They lost by 3 to Baltimore.
I remember actually seeing the graphic where if you flip one-score games, the Bengals would be first in the AFC right now.
And you know what? Maybe next year. They'll have the whole where one score games flip. That defense is bad, though.
Right. But it's also...
Their quarterback is putting them in one score games.
I don't know how much next year changes things, because the owner won't pay anybody. The owner won't go out and get someone. The owner won't keep people that are already there that are good. He just sits in this mediocrity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... Again, I don't care because I want them to be bad.
Yeah.
But I also do care because of the... Like, creating good product.
Well, yeah, I hate bad
looking
football.
As a fan of the sport, it's... I don't want to watch your team because they're bad. I don't care if you're playing the Chiefs. I don't care if you're playing the Ravens. I don't want to watch your team because your team is bad. I don't watch the game because your team is bad.
Another fun stat for them, too, talking about them always being behind. You know how we were talking about teams rushing first down percentage? The Bills are 8th at 38%. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia at 147.6. Bengals in 31st, 23.2%.
Speaking of the Bengals.
To be fair, who's their running back?
Chase Brown.
And Zach Moss.
Yep. Zach Moss is injured, though.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. But still, why would you run it when you have Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase?
No, 100%. But you run it when you're ahead. You're killing clock.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They're never ahead.
Right.
They are always chasing games.
I always forget that's a factor that plays into those whole, like, when you run it and things like that. I just think of, it's because they don't have a good running back. But no,
they're always behind.
I get that.
803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt here until 12 o'clock. Coming up next, after a quick timeout, though, we'll get a look at the weather for this weekend as Chief Meteorologist over at WGRZ, Patrick Hammer, joins the show. Listening to a Football Friday here on WGR.